Tax the Millionaires.
Well, it sounds good, and then I get free stuff. Yay!
Yeah, but nothing is free, man.
That's when being somebody's an adult really is a challenge, huh?
MVR, weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
There's been a lot of talk recently about transparency with the board, open communications, and to that end, I had tried getting some public records, and I've had an extensive discussion via email with the county attorney, and really stating that I was looking for NDA information, and the attorney finally came back and said the BCC has no such records. Additionally, as stated previously, even the economic development doesn't have NDAs. The company just sends in a request. So I think we're just kind of playing with words here. It's not an NDA, it's just a request from a specific company that we do not disclose what we're talking about, which, by the way, has a lot of implications with the Sunshine Law, et cetera.
Okay. So this is Joe Hurley. I don't know him other than that, you know, I kind of half recognize the name as somebody who shows up occasionally at Santa Rosa County Commission meetings. But he is in... among the group of people who keep raising questions about these non-disclosure agreements with potential economic development folks. You know, a company wants to relocate to Burdon, okay? A company is thinking about, you know, putting a big investment in Pensacola, Florida. And they come, you know, they're looking at places. And so they go around, or Navy Federal, you know, before they came here. And so they look at five different locations, and they talk to the economic development folks in those five areas, and they don't tell anybody that they're doing this. They don't make an announcement. And, you know, why? Well, because shares, if it's a publicly owned, you know, might be affected by this. They don't want their competitors to know what's going on. They may be in the process. I'm not saying these two companies, but, you know, other companies may be in the process of, you know, shifting because they're going to downsize in the transition. There's all kinds of reasons why you would want that not to be in the open, including potentially, if you're talking about like looking at land, if it's private land that you're going to need to buy, well, all of a sudden people get inflated. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons that you wouldn't want to disclose that you're shopping around. Okay. So we have these agreements with people that we create these project names, you know, these code words, Project Phoenix, Project Malcolm. I mean, you can do anything, right? And so when they're talking in public meetings about these projects with code names, it's because there's been this request not to disclose. Now, if they don't care, then it's fine. But if they care, then you have this thing. And we colloquially refer to it as a non-disclosure agreement. And Joe Hurley is among the people who have been saying, we want to know about these NDAs. Who are they with? Give us the cover sheet. Give us the signatories. Tell us who's involved in all of this. And what we've tried to explain many times is, well, the reason that you have them is because they're entitled to them legally, but also because this is a business practice. It's extremely common. And long before a deal ever happens, it will come out in the open what the actual thing is. And of course, your elected political leaders, if you don't like the shape of the deal, they can always vote against it. You know, the data center people have been making a big deal about this. Who's making inquiries about data centers? Well, you know, anybody could, theoretically. And long before it ever actually gets to be a voting project, though, the name will come out. And certainly at some point when it is a voting question, you know, it will come out in the open and then you can have your say about it. But there's no reason to expect that you're going to be told about this in advance. Well, people aren't happy about it because they want to know everything and they think it's a Sunshine Law violation or they think it's a Public Records Act violation. And it's not. But they're going to make big hay about this. Joe Hurley again. Sure. And listen, it's not Joe Hurley's job to know all the law and to know everything. I'm just He happens to be the one representing the idea at this point. Okay. My job is actually to kind of know these things and be able to explain them to you, just like the politician's job is to know these things and explain them.
So I wrote back to Tom and I said, you know, I'm not trying to be
Tom Danheiser. He's talking about that. He's asked the lawyer for the county for these documents. And the lawyer said they don't exist. There's no such NDAs to give to you.
So I wrote back to Tom and I said, you know, I'm not trying to be difficult here, but what are the NDAs that Mr. Smith and Mr. Wright have been talking about? His response was he has no idea, but non-lawyers often use general terms that are not legally precise. And that really concerns me that the five of you sit here paid handsomely to represent us, the people, and don't know the difference between an NDA and somebody's request for privacy. So either you, the board, has to talk to the attorney, somebody has to get their story straight, where you're both telling us on public radio that you've had NDAs signed and your attorney is saying no such things exist.
Well, it's private radio on the public airwaves. It's not public radio like NPR, but it's not here. Like Colton, when he was sitting on the show for me when I was on vacation, was kind of talking about this a little bit. And so anyway, he goes on and he's not happy.
So I think we've beaten this to death, but it's not going to go away. I will continue with it. The state's attorney now has the paperwork and we'll see where it goes. I'm glad you're getting a good chuckle out of it, sir. Thank you.
So not understanding the law and not understanding the role NDAs play in the economic development process and thinking that somehow this is a violation of statute, he's taken to the state attorney. And I'm sure the state attorney's answer is, but we'll get to that in a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash in Roblox, West Michigan Avenue at Clifton Avenue. Use caution through that area. Also have a vehicle crash Avalon Boulevard right near I-10. And also have a vehicle crash State Road 87 at Navarre Parkway. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So Joe Hurley has said, you know, NDAs, give us or else. I've gone to the state attorney. You're saying they don't exist, but these guys talk about them like they do exist, and now you're laughing at me, okay? So, which I think, I'm sure, from Tom Danheiser is just a, you know, an automatic reaction. But nobody likes to be laughed at, but sometimes you say things and people laugh at you. I mean, that's what happens, right?
Mr. Chairman, the reference to the chuckle is just because Mr. Hurley, unfortunately, didn't read the following communication. I'll read it for y'all.
Like, I sent him an email explaining this, and apparently he didn't read it or didn't understand it.
And the board was copied. When Mr. Hurley thought there was some unique or problem with non-lawyers using the term NDA, if that's what a commissioner did, I followed up with, if a commissioner or anyone else used the term, quote, NDA to summarize the subject, that would be totally reasonable and practically accurate. The term, quote, NDA is often colloquially used as shorthand for the point that the county is prohibited from disclosing the information per statute. I believe even some economic development people use the term.
Yeah, so technically an NDA is like if you are going to enter into negotiations with somebody before you tell them your idea, you might require them to sign an NDA, which means that they cannot talk about it afterwards. That's to protect your interest from them using the idea. That's common. You take a job and you sign an NDA that, you know, whatever trade secrets or practices they have, you won't disclose them to a competitor or perhaps to anybody. Sometimes there's a time frame involved in this that you can't tell them for a year. That, you know, there's all kinds of rules. But they're a legal binding document requiring silence. That's what it is. Non-disclosure is just non-talking. Okay? But economic development people talk about these privacy agreements, the agreement to not disclose the companies who are investigating a potential development project. Commissioners talk about it the same way. And what Tom is saying is those technically aren't NDAs, even though everybody talks about it that way. You know, colloquially, it's fine, but just understand the distinction between an actual NDA and these kind of agreements based. It's not even a gentleman's agreement because it really is an obligation. I'll explain in a second.
However, the statute is worded as I originally sent to you. There is no, quote, agreement, but the effect is the same as an NDA, as the information is confidential per law for the prescribed time period. And as I explained to Mr. Hurley and y'all being copied, we have no choice. This is a law enacted by the legislature. Release of any request for confidentiality by a company is a criminal offense. So obviously, as county attorney, I'm not going to advise anyone to commit a crime.
Yeah. I mean, there's actually a state statute that reads If a private corporation, partnership, or person requests in writing before an economic incentive agreement is signed that an economic development agency maintain the confidentiality of information concerning plans, intentions, or interests of such private corporation, partnership, or person to locate, relocate, or expand any of its business activities in the state, the information is confidential and exempt from public records requests of the state constitution for 12 months after the date an economic development agency receives a request for confidentiality or until the information is otherwise disclosed, whichever occurs first. So if they request privacy, you're obligated by state law to give it to them for up to 12 months. Penalties. Any person who is an employee of an economic development agency who violates a provision of this section commits a misdemeanor to the second degree. Punishable is provided. Like, it's actually a crime for them to give you the information you're asking for. It's not a Sunshine violation. It's not a Records Act violation. It's certainly not a FOIA. That's a federal thing. But, you know, it's people think they're entitled to everything they want. They don't know law. And so they make requests. And so Tom is explaining the law. And he's done it, you know, quite adequately. But never let a good explanation get in the way of what people who think they know what they're talking about want to say. Jerry Cooey, as I said many times, you know, gadfly, pitchfork posse member, you know, agitator, however you want to, you know, political activist, whatever you want to call him. He's not satisfied with this.
Certainly, I've let Mr. Hurley's kind of taking the lead on that question. I think it's a question that needs to be answered. And as I said before, nobody's asked for any confidential information.
Yes, they have.
In the NDA, we've only asked for the title page and any signature that might be there.
Mr. Chairman, the title page, there's no such thing as a title page, but any title and the signature would be a direct violation of the statute and a criminal offense because you'd be revealing the information from the company who submitted the statutory request.
Exactly.
I appreciate your opinion.
The former judge, the county attorney, laid out exactly what the law says. Now, that's your opinion. No, that's the law. Because he's exactly right. And, you know, give me the cover page. Well, there's no cover page. There's no agreement. What you're asking for is the information that we're not allowed to give, that the law actually says we cannot give. Well, that's your opinion. You know, but he literally gets paid to have this opinion.
It's black and white law. Any citizen can look it up. I'll be glad to send you a copy. And Mr. Cooey, if you want to walk in the economic development and without our permission violate the law, you can maybe be a test case.
Okay. So we got to the point that we're threatening people. I appreciate that. Thank you, Tom.
No. It's
simple. This is my time. I'm done.
I'll be happy to give him his plenty of time back.
Jerry, come on. He's threatening me. He's not threatening you. He said if you want to go into the economic development office and somehow, you know, persuade somebody to give you this information that you're not allowed to have, you can be the test case. You know, I've told you what the law is, and now you can find out. And actually, I don't know that Jerry would be subject to the law in any case. I think it'd be the employee who'd be subject to it. But, you know, if you want to try to find a way to violate this law, and then we'll see what happens. Are you threatening me now? No, just grow up. I mean, that's just so, you know, anyway. So Colton Wright comes back after all of this because he was, you know, this had kind of come up with him a little bit.
I'm not sure where this conspiracy with regard to NDAs and data centers and all this came from. I haven't gone back and watched the interview that I did with Blackwater Report, and I may have said something about NDAs. I certainly don't remember saying that I specifically have signed an NDA, and I can assure everyone here that I've only signed one NDA in my entire life that I can ever remember, and that is when I was selling my business back in December. I've signed no NDAs with regard to any companies coming. I just know that when a company is interested in coming to the area and I'm brought into the conversation, that I know that we don't talk about company names. And I think everyone's aware of the legal reasons for that.
Well, apparently not everybody is aware of the legal reasons for that. And that's why you have a lawyer explain it. And then remember what I was talking about earlier with confirmation bias and persistence of beliefs or perseverance of beliefs and how people just don't want to hear a thing, even though they've been told and explained and clarified why they're wrong. And, you know, and they get all their feathers in a dander and, you know, oh, no, now you're threatening me. I'm trying to explain to you what the law is, sir, and you're just not willing to listen. 724 here on News. So like so many other things, it's just not a thing. It's just not an issue. And, you know, there are genuine things that government does wrong or illegitimately or that you should be concerned about. And I feel like at least half of the time that I spend talking about government is just explaining how what they did isn't actually wrong. Because people get so worked up and don't have... I still always remember my favorite example of this, and it's just, it always has stuck with me, is when Three Mile Bridge was getting replaced and the first span had been completed, okay? And they were this... And remember, we were using it in both directions at the time, okay? Because the one got built and then the old one got demolished so that they could build the second one on top of the footprint of the old one. And so the first span had opened and it was, if I remember correctly, it was two lanes in either direction with the center lane that was marked off by pylons. And I had a woman make a comment online. She said, well, this is no better than the old bridge. Like, two spans. There's two spans coming. We're halfway done. And it just, it's my reminder that people don't know. They don't know, and so they get all agitated based on what they don't know. And so, you know, it's our job to just explain more what really is the truth. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Well, the vehicle crashes are piling up. There is a vehicle crash in Roblox, Michigan Avenue at Clifton Avenue. Use caution through that area. Also have a vehicle crash, Avalon Boulevard, right near I-10. Another vehicle crash, Cotton Bay Lane at Navarre Parkway. No roadblock there. And then finally have a vehicle crash, State Road 87 at Navarre Parkway in Navarre. That is causing some issues on Navarre Parkway. Use caution. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you have a business, you have employees, you have to deal with benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR, you know, payroll, all of that stuff. And I'm sure it's not fun. And, you know, hearing me talk about it, if it's going great, you're like, well, I'm glad it's working, but I don't have to deal with that. Or if it's not working so great, you're like, Andrew, why are you mentioning all of this? I don't want to think about it. I'm just trying to get in my way to work, okay? Just let me get a coffee in me. Let me, okay. I know, but if that is a problem in your business, take care of it. Call Torgerson Consulting for no obligation, no cost. They'll come in and look at what you're doing, and, you know, Todd will be like, okay, here, we can do this and this and this, and this will save you money. Or they'll be like, nope, everything you got is great. You know, no, nothing for me to do here. It's all fantastic because we've been working with them here at News Radio in Cat Country for 5 years, and all I can say is our benefits got better. We saved money. We had choices we didn't have before, and we have far superior customer service than we ever had before. My wife is a very detail-oriented person, likes to ask questions. She asks them. Reed, you know, has answers. Did I say Todd a moment ago? That's the dad. Reed's the son. Reed took over the business. Anyway, they've been doing this for 25 years. She gives them their thumbs up, which is very hard for an industrial engineer, as her training is, to get her thumbs up on these things. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting or tcbenefitsgroup.com.
I'm Britton with Northstone Baptist Church, and I'm thrilled to announce that our children's ministry, Awana, resumes Wednesday night, September 2nd. Awana is an internationally known ministry, which focuses on teaching children how to memorize the Bible in a fun and safe environment. Children from 3 years old through the sixth grade will benefit from this large group Bible study, the small group first memory time, as well as the fun activity time. This is a terrific program for your child. Northstone Baptist Church is located on the northwest corner of Pensacola, close to the intersection of 9 Mile and Pine Forest Road. Our Awana clubs meet every Wednesday night, starting September 2nd at 6:45 p.m. Whether it's Cubbies, Sparks, or TNT, Awana has a place for your child. So register your child now at northstonebaptist.org. Or to find out more information about this exciting children's ministry, visit our website. Again, that's northstonebaptist.org.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Kenny Chartel at Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze.
This is Philip Warren with the law firm Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes.
What do these businesses have in common? They've trusted our years of marketing experience at ADX Communications.
When we need to get a message out to our community, we rely on our friends at ADX Communications. They are clear, reliable, and effective.
ADX Communications isn't just a company name. It's a home to four great radio stations and the area's most robust digital platform.
I enjoy working with the great team at this radio station. Dependable, professional, local, and result-driven. ADX Communications.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today, 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin, weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
I can't quite tell if he's talking, Willy Wonka's talking to Charlie or if he's talking to Jerry Cooey. But anyway, 7:30 News Radio 92.3. We'll have Jimmy Petronas on next. We'll talk about the Lake America stuff. We'll talk about Jelly Roll. We'll also talk about things that really matter. Join us next.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. For the first time in a month, the U.S. and Iran have traded fire, with U.S. forces hitting two Iranian rocket launchers and Iran retaliating by firing at U.S. bases in Jordan.
Overnight, Iran launched at least eight ballistic missiles at U.S. forces in Jordan. A U.S. source familiar tells Fox News there were no significant impacts and the majority of the incoming fire was intercepted.
That's Fox's Trey Yanks. President Trump vowing to replenish the strategic petroleum reserve with his new Venezuelan oil deal that some experts say could shift focus off the Strait of Hormuz.
Well, this newly announced deal grants the U.S. the development of 17 strategic oil fields to produce 1.5 million barrels per day.
Fox's Alex Hogan, acting president of Venezuela, says this deal is a step towards economic recovery. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, we've got mostly sunny skies and 75 degrees. We'll get a look at our forecast from Channel 3, and that's up here in just a couple of minutes. An investigation continuing this morning after a possibly domestic violence-related shooting in Escambia County. Officials say that call came in early this morning, about 3 a.m., near Pine Forest Road and Mandeville Lane. One victim was found. Investigators are currently conducting interviews at that scene. So far, no details on what led to the shooting or the victim's current condition. The attorney for Gulf Shores private investigator Toby Libra says an audio recording backs her defense against impersonation charges. Libra was indicted by a Mobile County grand jury for allegedly impersonating a peace officer and a public servant. Attorney John Beck said the recording, though, shows Libra repeatedly identified herself as a private investigator working for South Alabama Medical and Rehab, although initially misspoke by omitting licensed with before saying she worked for the state. Prosecutors allege that the initial wording was used to gain information that weakened a separate civil case against the medical company. The Mobile County District Attorney's Office declined to comment, pointing instead to the indictment. Libra has not yet given a court date. A pedestrian was critically injured after being hit in a crosswalk Saturday in Escambia County. The driver reportedly fled the scene. Troopers say a red SUV struck the man while he was crossing North W and Fairfield Drive. The driver, identified as a Pensacola woman, was not injured. Troopers say criminal charges are pending. A 52-year-old Cantonment man is facing a felony grand theft charge after allegedly stealing light fixtures from a downtown Pensacola construction site. Police say Joseph Wade Walling, an employee at that site, was found with two missing LED fixtures valued at around $240 combined inside of his car. Walling told officers he found the fixtures outside, planned to return them, but hadn't been on the floor they went missing from that day. He's pleaded not guilty and is due back in court next month. Well, NASA's now launched the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope from the Kennedy Space Center. That was blasted off in a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket. The mission aims to help astronomers study dark matter, dark energy, and planets outside of our solar system. NASA says that the telescope will provide a new atlas for the universe. The first images from Roman are expected early next year. Well, a jury has found former Pensacola contractor Jesse Lacoste guilty of racketeering and fraud. He's accused of taking payments for construction jobs, but then never finishing the work. Dozens of victims, including Transformation Church, trusted Lacoste to fix their properties.
At the end of the day, even if I wanted him to continue the work, he lost his license. He can't do the work. So where's our money? Because no work was ever done.
That is Pastor Justin Oswald speaking with Channel 3. Lacoste is already serving 10 years in prison from a separate conviction in 2025. He faces potentially up to 60 more years when he's sentenced. 735 at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with PJ, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. There is a vehicle crash in Roblox, Michigan Avenue at Clifton Avenue. Use caution through that area. Also have a brand new vehicle crash, Gulf Beach Highway at Patton Drive. No roadblock associated with that one. Also have a vehicle crash, Cotton Bay Lane at Navarre Parkway. And a vehicle crash, State Road 87 at Navarre Parkway in Navarre. That is actually causing Navarre Parkway to slow down a little bit. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
We do have a 30% chance of those pop-up showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Tuesday, 40% chance of your showers and thunderstorms, high near 91. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Heading into Wednesday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 91 degrees. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from your First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got sunny skies and 76 degrees here across the area. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Jio Platforms, India's biggest telecom operator and digital service provider, has secured regulatory approval to launch its public issue, paving the way for what could be the country's largest initial public offering. CNBC reports that Meta and Google are among the largest shareholders in Jio Platforms. Aon is reportedly nearing a $17 billion deal, including debt, to acquire insurance brokerage USI from private equity firm KKR. The Wall Street Journal reports that a deal could be announced as soon as today. The potential deal could expand Aon's mid-sized business reach and boost earnings per share as soon as 2028. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told the Associated Press that President Trump's administration plans to impose sanctions on another bank this week as it intensifies efforts to economically isolate Iran. The Trump administration recently signaled that it would shift away from military strikes to economic pressure in its war against Iran. Futures are lower this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Curbside recycling in the city of Pensacola is important to preserve the environment and keep the city clean. But people have many questions. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 to hear John Scanlon and Nathan Doyle with City of Pensacola Sanitation discuss the City of Pensacola recycling program on Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When your child isn't feeling well,
Mommy,
they need a good night's sleep. That's when to reach for Vicks VapoRub. Applying a gentle layer of VapoRub on your child's chest releases soothing vapors that start working right away and provides relief that lasts up to 8 hours. It's one small act that helps everyone get a good night's sleep. Try Vicks VapoRub and trust a brand trusted by parents for over 130 years. Use as directed.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you. On your phone, on your computer, wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter, even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
So if you think about it, we have a Gulf and we have a lake. Now all we need is an ocean. So maybe we'll have to change the name of the Atlantic and or the Pacific. Maybe we'll change them both.
Good grief. All right, well, here we go. This is a conversation I really don't want to have, but, you know, I really like Jimmy Patronis. We get along well. I think of us as friends. But I got to be the journalist because, come on, man. You're filing the bill to rename Lake Ontario to Lake America. Why, Jimmy, why?
A lot of this, at least in my opinion, is I think it's important to give the president as much leverage as possible in negotiations. So, look, I think there's things that he does that he throws out. Let's see if it sticks to the wall. But you know what? When he does it, no matter what, there's going to be those that react in a way that is going to be in the favor of what the end game that the president is trying to get. In this particular case, it's just hitting a reset button on the tariff related economics between us and Canada. So, again, I think it's important when the president has something that he's trying to negotiate. There's a lot of under the surface things aren't being discussed. The biggest one is steel between us and Canada. With what the president has done, it has really helped U.S. productivity with steel. And to me, those are real types of jobs that we are fighting to keep in our country as opposed to export them. So, again, I'm playing a supporting role, at least attempting to help them in his negotiations.
Okay, but how is us in a seemingly super petty, doesn't seem to have any impact on Canada, renaming for Google Maps purposes on our side of the water when we look at it on Google Maps? How does that create leverage for us with Canada? All the other stuff, I'm with you. I'm totally with you, and I want to give the president as much leverage as possible.
What are we doing right now? We're talking about it, okay? But you know what they're doing in Canada? They're talking about it. It's allowing that bubbling up of questions, of anger, of interest, of concern, of negotiating. It's just part of creating a noise to help create an ultimate reaction. Again, it's how this president operates. I like the way he operates. I like what he uses leverage in order to win for the American public. That's exactly what he's done. He has done something to just drive Canadians crazy. And if they're wearing out their leadership, then ultimately that's helping the president's negotiations, in my opinion.
All right, let's talk about Jelly Roll. He goes on Kimmel. He makes some jokes about the president. He makes jokes about the president, which is what Jimmy Kimmel would have done if he'd have been there. And your response is, I don't want Jelly Roll in Florida. He's not welcome on I-10. In my mind, somebody making jokes about the president is right in the center of the First Amendment, and I am perfectly fine with having people disagree with me, make jokes about the people that I like, about the people that about me, about you. It sounds like you're advocating for allowing people to come into Florida based on viewpoint, which I'm sure you don't actually believe in. So explain.
So we've already forgotten so quickly about what happened with the Dixie Chicks when they attacked President Bush. Remember people piling up Dixie Chick CDs and driving over them with their cars? This is no different. This is Jelly Roll trying to cater to some Hollywood elitist crowd. He forgets where his listener base is. It's the Bible Belt. Here this guy, snuggles all over the president at the fight just a few months ago. you know, wants to be Mr. Cool Kid. But he wants to have his cake and eat it too. So, you know, go ahead and do what you want to do. I don't need Jelly Roll music on my device. And he comes out and he wants to triple down saying, well, you want to delete your music. And that's what you're seeing people do all over social media, is they're going and deleting Jelly Roll's music off their playlist. So, again, look, it's no different. He made a business decision. His business decision was to trash the president. And in this part of the world, in my opinion, the president is still respected, revered, and appreciated. And I think he just totally misjudged and he decided to triple down. We'll go right ahead. I guarantee you the Southeast United States buys more country music than the West Coast does.
And as far as Dixie Chicks go, by the way, I thought the Dixie Chicks was unique because it was on foreign soil criticizing a president back home during war, if I remember correctly. And now we're during war, too, but... as far as a business decision, agreed. It was dumb of him,
he's dumb.
But again, what bothered me about the tweet was it sounded like based on viewpoint is whether you're welcome in Florida or not. Which, again, you're perfectly free to say whatever you want to say. I'm free to criticize you for criticizing Jelly Roll for criticizing the president, right? So,
of course, but I do think he had a misjudging calculation. And I think there's those out here in Northwest Florida, and not just me, that feel this way. I bet you there's more that have frustration with Jelly Roll than those that are appreciating what he did.
Well, I think that's probably accurate. Based on the likely demographic of the consumers of his music, you know, it's probably disproportionately conservative. And so, you know, is it a good business decision or not? Right. I mean, I think that's a fair observation.
And that's why I feel like the folks that I represent in the state.
We're talking to Jimmy Petronas, our congressman for Florida District 1. Jimmy, hang on for just 1 second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash, Gulf Beach Highway and Patton Drive. No roadblock associated with that, but Gulf Beach Highway is backed up to Navy, so just be aware of that. Also have a vehicle crash, Avalon Boulevard, right near I-10. No roadblock there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Jimmy Petronas, or JP, as maybe I'll start calling him. We've got PJ on traffic and JP on the phone. Jimmy, one of the things that you and I have talked a lot about is social media. Meta comes out with this big settlement. Well, seems big. You know, $12 billion, up to $17 billion if other social media companies will self-restrain in similar ways that they want to say they will with regards to kids. It seems like a big number, but it is over time. My question for you is, when I read the details of what they want to do, I feel like it's reading the notes from a mass murderer on, you know, oh, you know, give me these rules and I won't be able to commit my murders anymore, when any rules written by the mass murderer are not going to be as robust as we as a society want them to be. And by analogy, you know, Facebook and Meta are the mass murderers when it comes to our kids in terms of what they're doing and what they're harming and so forth. So what's your take on this settlement?
I think the take is at least them. I think the biggest takeaway is them admitting that they have got a problem. Okay, they're admitting, and otherwise they wouldn't be offering up these timeout solutions, these blocking the clocks. You know, the lack of push-up kids. It's obvious they know they've got a problem. But you know what? They still haven't gone to get treatment. Okay, so now they're trying to do their own self-medication, saying, "Well, we're going to fine ourselves, or we'll agree to a settlement," essentially fining themselves, you know, $1.8 billion, whatever, over 10 years. But dude, that's $180 million a year. That's like smaller than the Escambia County budget. It's stupid. Okay? So, I mean, this is where they're trying to figure. I feel like we're going to have a major restructuring, and that's why I say the easiest way, just give it a Section 230. I was with a member of Congress, of all persons, a Democratic member for California this week. He came to me about a Section 230 bill. This is something that crosses all party lines because we all care about our kids. He loves the bill, and it's nice and simple. Repeal 230, and you know what? They'll have to be responsible for the content they're pushing out. They'll have to be responsible for when they try to be predators on our kids at 2 o'clock in the morning with push notifications that keep our kids up all night, that don't have them prepared for the next day at school because they've been wired looking at their devices. Don't get me started. What Meta did, thank you for at least admitting you've got a problem, but we've got a lot more work to do.
And this is one of those cases, you know, I've been pretty critical of James Uthmeyer, our attorney general, but this is a case where I think I actually side with him, where, you know, he said, I don't want your settlement money. I want to get a solution. I want to take you to court. I think we can get a lot more out of you and probably get better results because – You know, it's like when the cops, you know, come with us, sir. No, come with us, sir. No, hands on. Oh, okay, now I'll come. Nope, too late. You know, yeah. Too late. No, that's we're past that. And you know, you're going in the car and it's going to be with cuffs.
And I don't want their money. You know what? Just change your policy.
Right. Right.
You've got a product and a content that people enjoy. It makes people's lives sometimes a lot easier just because of the things they're able to find out, because your content sometimes helps it with DIYs. You right. name it. Just don't be predators. Don't be knuckleheads. And that's what they're doing. They're being predatory knuckleheads. All they're thinking about is the greed of their bottom line, because their devices and the algorithms are so sticky, our kids can't resist it. It's a digital fentanyl.
The Ford class being re-engineered. President Trump has basically said you got to get rid of the electromagnetic propulsion system that they use on the catapults and go back to the old system of steam. The Ford was the first one to be built with this new system, and it definitely did have problems in the beginning. My understanding is that it's actually been worked out pretty effectively. I could be wrong, but that's the way I understand it. He wants to move the superstructure from its rearward orientation now to being more like what we think of on the Nimitz class. Again, my understanding is, A, that was done for reasons to create flight space on the flight deck, but also, B, the massive cost to re-engineer both of those things. And then, although apparently not quite official yet, the effort to rename it from the Doris Miller to the Trump, which is, you know, Doris Miller was this black guy who was awarded the Navy Cross for his heroism in Pearl Harbor. These all seem like very bad things, and the cost alone of the Ford-class re-engineering, I don't understand how this can make sense.
Well, again, I think this goes back to kind of how we started our whole conversation off today, is the president with leverage in responding to a set of circumstances. The Ford class, next generation aircraft carrier, has so many amazing built-in characteristics. I mean, it's got thousands of less sailors on it, so the overall cost over 50 years is much less. But, you know, here, this is where, you know, some of the technology deployed with it, and the first time it's really been put on a significant stress test, shows where it's got some real deficiencies. So it's just kind of just throwing out those type of comments that somebody would say at the damn, you know, at the Waffle Houses. My goodness, you know what? We've been building carriers for almost a century, and we can't get this right with the newest class. So I think, again, he's throwing it out there. And what it makes people jump through hoops, it creates an urgency, because the bureaucracy of the Pentagon to get things done over there, it is like there's a true culture that exists that I was here before Donald Trump, and I'm going to be here after Donald Trump. So the only way sometimes he gets a reaction that gets things moving is just basically trying to scrap the whole current system, idea, technology for the one that works.
So, but we can agree that the Doris Miller thing is not a good look. Like, if he wants to have the Trump class of battleships, if they ever come to exist, and the first one be named after him, no problem. He made that thing from nothing, again, if it ever comes to be. But don't take away the Black Navy Cross recipient's name and put the Trump's name on there. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Well, again, I'm not as familiar. I'm familiar with the Dory Miller story. I'm not as familiar about those comments or the context that was brought up. Was that something that President Trump said? Was that something that somebody trying to suck up to President Trump said? Was that a post on the internet that went viral? So that part, I don't know the source.
I'm going to wait on it a little bit. Okay. All right. And last thing, $40 trillion. What the heck is $40 trillion? Like, nobody knows what $40 trillion means, except that our GDP is only $32 trillion.
Correct.
Neither party has ever yet really been willing to do anything about this. Does it matter? And are we going to do anything?
No, it does matter. It does matter. I think there's definitely inside the White House and administration, to a certain degree, a lot of America. You go and you reflect on how the prosperity was of our country back in, you know, winter of 2019 and spring of 2024, COVID hit. I mean, I think we're still in such a struggle. We were on the right path then. Then you had this crazy stuff, COVID, rhyme or reason, wherever you think it came from. It destroyed small businesses. It put people out of work. It changed the culture of the workforce. I think the president is trying to force jumpstart of the economy to try to get money back into people's pockets in order to get us back into that battle rhythm of what we were. I just think, you know, he's maybe trying to do something that is going to be hard to accomplish when he only has one term available to him. And it may be a little bit of a hoe before we see those type of dollars repatriating back into the revenues and coffers of the federal government start to change you know, the dynamics of our spending.
You know, I feel like a lot of times you and I are, it's a very friendly conversation. I feel like this is an unfriendly one because we're going to end on the worst note possible. You ready?
Go ahead.
FSU.
You better. I tell you, I think you've gotten more liberal on this call than ever. Go ahead. Whatever's coming out of your mouth probably won't surprise me. Go ahead.
FSU football.
Oh man, you know, I don't think that the team's still ready for prime time. I know it was an early game this year. You know, we should have beat that team by 30 points.
Yeah.
There was a lot of struggles. Again, this is, to me, is going back to the problems we have with NIL and the portal and our inability to do anything about it. The NCAA is useless. Congress right now, we're being held hostage in Congress to do anything about NIL and the portal because of the state of Texas. The state of Texas likes the status quo. So all you have to do is have a dozen Texas congressmen say, hey, I don't want to change anything regarding NIL, and the status quo stays the same. So now these coaches are being, to me, they're being undermined by these players. And man, I should have considered that offer going to XYZ because I could pick up another $5,000, $1,500, or $500,000, but now I'm stuck with a season at Florida State. So, I mean, I think coaches really are overwhelmed with the environment they're in. And I think it's a no-win situation.
But at least the Argos won their opening game in Division I against the number 16 ranked team in the nation. That was awesome.
I tell you, the Argos and their win, if you've not looked at their Instagram here, I'm promoting social media, which I hate, but if you go look at their social media game this week that win, it is electrifying. I've got chills just you bringing it up of me hearing about it. The state's coming in, and they're coming in off a win off of UNLV, so it's going to be interesting. That's a big game.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a great day to be an Argos fan and to be a UWF dad. Jimmy Patronis, our congressman for Florida District 1. As always, Jimmy, thank you for the time. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, pal. See you.
All right. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash in Roblox, Michigan Avenue at Clifton Avenue. There is a backup from Clifton to W Street, so just be aware of that. Also have a vehicle crash Gulf Beach Highway at Patton Drive. No roadblock there, but traffic is backed up to Navy. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020.
The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
What's the guy's name? Who is the voice actor?
Peter Cullen.
Peter Cullen. There you go. All right, 7:57 on News Radio 92.3. The voice actor for Eeyore and Optimus Prime, and also came up with the sounds for the Predator, and passed away last week. Of course, we talked about that a little bit last week. Let's see. If you need to get a new roof, or you need to get a roof repaired, and you're not sure which, or you're not sure which, Quality Roofing Solutions, they can help you with that. Now, if you know you got to get it replaced, I mean, you don't have to ask them, do I? But you could. You know, why not? Brian Ward started this company in 2006, and 10,000 roofs later and a 4.9 rating on Google, and a new lifetime warranty for the workmanship of the roof, which nobody else does. That's crazy. But they do, because their premise is, let's be the good guys. Let's be the good company, the company that you can trust and count on, and we'll talk to you like normal people. And, you know, we're going to be here next year and the year after that and the year after that. And we'll just do good quality work and, not talk down to you and answer your phone calls. Just do the stuff that you're supposed to do. Because I talk about them, I had a friend who got them for a roof and had several different people come in and bid it. She said they were not the cheapest. They were close. They weren't the cheapest. They weren't the most expensive. But she went with them because I talked to them. She's like, they did the work they're supposed to do. I'm fully satisfied. Like three or four other people on the street got roofs done by them for because they saw the good work they did there and her recommendation. And that's the kind of folks they are, just doing good work, standing on their reputation, being servants to the community. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. David Wayne's in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Good morning. NBC News foreign correspondent Matt Bradley and his team are now recovering after apparently being attacked in the occupied West Bank. Bradley said everybody on his team took hits when they were attacked by Israeli settlers while interviewing an elderly Palestinian woman. Bradley said the team is now safe in Tel Aviv. There's an effort to reveal more secrets of the universe, Andrew. NASA has launched the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope. They say it'll help astronomers explore dark matter, dark energy, and worlds outside of our solar system.
But how did she get her name on it? That's the question everybody wants the answer to. She's peering into the secrets of the universe and bringing them to light for all of us. It's weird.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.